Should Patrick Henry write letters? Bishop Giles, in the sixth paragraph of your letter, you took issue with the fact that I wrote my petition for spiritual help and have it uploaded to www.jmjsite.com. You stated, quote, "The church law is clear that one needs jurisdiction to teach, preach, etc. You act as if you have universal jurisdiction and answer to no one. You do this in promoting your teachings online in print, audio, etc., for the whole world. If this is your wish that people see in you a pope, then why do you not come out and say it? If this is not your desire, why do you act in this way?" Unquote from the letter of Bishop Giles. Canon Law, a text and commentary by Fathers Roscarin and Ellis, informs us that church law is also clear that, quote, "The faithful are bound to profess their faith openly whenever under the circumstances, silence, evasion, or their manner of acting would otherwise implicitly amount to a denial of the faith, or would involve contempt of religion, an offense to God, or scandal to their neighbor." Canon 13:25, Part 2, unquote. My conscience tells me that I am bound to profess my faith openly for everyone involved in this situation to see and hear, as well as for the other circumstances about which I write. Now, who is involved with these circumstances concerning traditional bishops and whether or not they have jurisdiction? Many, thinking they were living as Catholics, have become very directly involved. Every man, woman, and child in the world is affected by the facts of whether or not the bishops and priests coming from Archbishop Thuc and Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre have jurisdiction. As explained in this letter and in my petition for spiritual help, my Catholic faith clearly tells me that bishops receive jurisdiction only through the Vicar of Jesus Christ. Do you agree that when schismatic, intruder bishops heretically teach that they have ordinary jurisdiction and act accordingly, then God is offended and many are scandalized? My Catholic faith also tells me that we are guilty of scandal whenever we offer others the occasion to sin. Even if we wish them not to sin, and even if they do not sin, we are guilty of sin of scandal just because we offered them that occasion. Do you agree that when you claim that you have jurisdiction, although the Catholic Church teaches that you do not have jurisdiction, that you scandalize others and offer the occasion of sin? Therefore, in my opinion, the Catholic Church does not want me to keep silent. She tells me to profess my faith openly to the world. Do you agree that otherwise my silence would amount to an implicit denial of my faith, evasion of duty, and the contempt of my religion? Do you agree that my silence would offend God, cause scandal to my neighbor, and render me complicit in the sins of those who take part in the non-Catholic services of schismatic, intruder bishops and priests? Do you agree that the truth follows that I have not only the right, but also the obligation to profess my Catholic faith to the world regarding these circumstances concerning jurisdiction? Am I not permitted to carry on correspondence? Is it not the law in both civil and church cases that both sides should be heard? Does not everyone have the right to defend himself? Your letter has been on the World Wide Web, www, for the world to read. Why am I not permitted by traditionalist clergymen to show my response via the same World Wide Web? Father Joseph Noonan, OFM, first asked me to visit with him in December 2007. During our visit, I asked him how he has jurisdiction to function as a priest. In my opinion, Father Joseph's answer to my question and the circumstances that followed that visit obliged me to upload my petitions for spiritual help to the World Wide Web, where you and the friars have already published your erroneous claims. Remember, Catholics are, quote, bound to profess their faith openly whenever under the circumstances, silence, evasion, or their manner of acting would otherwise implicitly amount to a denial of the faith, contempt of religion, offense to God, or scandal to their neighbor. Unquote from that canon law. If you want to know why I wrote my petitions for spiritual help and why I was justified in posting it on my website, then simply go there and read it. I explained therein, on the last pages, why it was written and uploaded to www.jmjsite.com. Furthermore, God tells me to speak out in opposition to those who teach that Jesus Christ is the Supreme Pontiff, and also to speak out in opposition to all schismatic intruder clerics who still claim that they belong to the Catholic Church. Quote, reprove a friend, lest he may not have understood, and say, I did it not, or if he did it, that he may do it no more. Reprove thy neighbor, for it may be he hath not said it, and if he hath said it, that he may not say it again. Unquote from Ecclesiasticus chapter 19, verses 13 and 14. Another reason I write letters and articles for others to read is because we will all be judged when we die. Do you agree that our judgment will have a lot to do with how we live the spiritual and corporal works of mercy? Among other things, God will judge me in how I admonished sinners, instructed the ignorant, and counseled the doubtful. It is a sin to deceive others. And in my opinion, you and Bishop Vrazalis deceive others when you teach that you received ordinary jurisdiction the moment you were consecrated outside the Catholic Church. If I do not warn you and the members of your congregation about your deception, then who will? Do you agree that the Church tells her children that bishops receive ordinary jurisdiction and their mission from the Pope when he assigns him to a diocese or other location? Do you agree that you have never received jurisdiction, a diocese, or a mission from any Pope, and are therefore an intruder, schismatic bishop? Furthermore, I was ignorant and deceived, and took part in the services of intruder clerics in the CMRI non-Catholic sect. I was led into being among those who were directly involved in deceiving other ignorant people. But, by the grace of God, I parted company with those intruder clerics and continued to pray and study to dispel my ignorance. God and His Catholic Church obliged me to continuously instruct myself and then in turn help others whenever I can. Bishop Giles, are you not being hypocritical, insincere, and deceitful when you imply that I do not have the right and duty to love my neighbor as myself? Are you teaching, preaching, and proclaiming that Almighty God does not want me to do unto others as I would want them to do unto me? Oh, if only someone had been there for me and allowed me to read what is in my petition for spiritual help before I got involved in the non-Catholic sects. Should I not do everything that I can to enlighten everyone who belongs to a non-Catholic sect? Are the things written in my petition for spiritual help erroneous and contrary to what the Catholic Church teaches? If yes, then why don't you specifically and clearly state which doctrines of the Church I deny? You only make mere statements that they are, quote, insulting and erroneous observations, unquote. Do you agree that the bishops and priests coming from Archbishop Thuc and Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre are habitually making conflicting, opposite, and contradictory statements from each other? Why should I believe you are necessarily teaching the truth just because you bishops make many statements without proof? When anyone's statements and conclusions are not the same as those of the popes, St. Thomas Aquinas, and spiritual writers such as Dom Geringer, I am not going to believe them just because they draw conclusions to suit their needs. Do you agree that you and they are the ones who must prove that the popes, St. Thomas Aquinas, and the others are teaching falsehood when they teach the opposite of you? Bishop Giles, are you sure the Catholic Church does not want me to let others know what she teaches? Although the Catholic Church wants everyone to know what she teaches, you Franciscans, the CMRI sect, and the other intruder clerics do not. Do you agree that you do not want everyone to know that the Catholic Church teaches all jurisdiction comes to bishops only through the Roman Pontiff? Do you agree that you do not want everyone to know that the Catholic Church teaches you do not have ordinary jurisdiction? Do you agree that you do not want everyone to know that the Catholic Church teaches that without jurisdiction there is no real apostolicity, and that therefore you belong to a non-Catholic sect? Do you agree that you do not want everyone to stop, reflect seriously, and apply the truth that the Catholic Church teaches? As an example, you and the other traditionalists do not want your followers to stop, reflect, and seriously apply the following truths explained by Dom Geringer. Quote, "We then, both priests and people, have a right to know whence our pastors have received their power. If they claim our obedience without having been sent by the Bishop of Rome, we must refuse to receive them, for they are not acknowledged by Christ as his ministers. They must be as aliens to us, for they have not been sent, they are not pastors." Unquote from Dom Geringer. I believe you do not want me to let the world know many things that the popes have written or some things that the Catholic Church teaches. Do you agree that Bishop Rosales and the Franciscan copy and imitate Bishop Schuckardt and the CMRI sect in many things? One of your weapons to silence me is the same as that used by Bishop Pivoronis. You both allege that because only bishops have divine authority to teach in the church, no one else, except maybe another bishop, has any right and duty from God to point out and correct your errors. You want everyone to believe that no layperson ever has a right to publicly correct errors and, if necessary, admonish the sinner. Especially is this true when you are the ones who need to be corrected and admonished, for the reasons that your public statements and way of living are contrary to what the Catholic Church teaches. How long has it been since you reviewed the 9 ways we participate in the sins of others? One of them is by silence. If my Catholic faith instructs me that intruder clerics are sinning in what they do, why should I remain silent and thereby participate in their sins? 2 other ways people participate in the sins of others are, 1, by defense of the all done, and 2, by concealment. Do you agree that there is very much evil going on among the intruder clerics, which includes homosexuality, double talk, deceitfulness, mind control, hypnotism, superstition, occultism, and connections to Freemasonry, Trento, and other non-Catholic sects? Should I participate in those sins by defending them, or by concealing them, or by keeping silent, as many of the traditionalists and Novus Ordo clerics do? mind control. On July 26, 2010, Father Joseph basically told me to just believe that you and Bishop Rosales have ordinary jurisdiction simply because you say it is true, even though it is not. Is Father Joseph telling me I should be in a state of blind obedience and unholy, holy obedience? Bishop Francis Schuchard exercised mind control by means of unholy, quote, holy obedience, unquote. Do you agree that it is mind control when superiors use this unholy, quote, holy obedience, unquote, to have subjects believe doctrines and obey commands that are contrary to the commandments of God or Holy Mother Church? You two bishops are doing the very same thing Bishop Schuchard did, as he deceived me and his other followers. He taught that he had jurisdiction, and we, the ignorant people, just believed him mostly because he was the bishop and said it was true. Did the followers of Bishop Schuchard do wrong in believing him just because he said it without providing the proof? Why should any Catholic actually believe everything every Roman-colored politician says? Quote, if it be just in the sight of God to hear you rather than God, judge ye, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Acts chapter 4, verses 19 and 20. We ought to obey God rather than man. Acts 5, 9. Of course, I do not really need to remind you or Bishop Rosales how often you warned your followers about the mind control and cult tactics used in the CMRI sect. You also know that I have been a victim of more than a fair share of the mind control and cult tactics used by Bishop Francis Schuchard. Having been permitted by Divine Providence to get involved with a mind control cult leader, I will ask some important questions and share a few words of warning. Do you agree that cult leaders recruit members of any age group, but typically have the most success when they target people of younger ages and or during times of vulnerability? Do you agree that many victims of cult recruitment and mind control are often intelligent, idealistic, and zealous in their desire to work for the salvation of souls? I know that it is usually not easy for the victims or those who use mind control to realize how evil it is until they can get away from it. Do you agree that while you are under the influence of one who uses mind control and cult tactics, it is not always easy to understand what goes on, although you actually see things happen that you know are strange and wrong? Do you agree that loyalty to the cult leader is retained by concealing the truth about the origins and questionable activities of the cult, employing various means of psychological, emotional, physical, sexual, and financial abuses and exploitations? And lastly, by using fear and guilt to manipulate the members? Catholics, of course, greatly desire the true Mass and sacraments. Do you agree that cult leaders often use this natural Catholic mentality to draw them into their sect by providing what at first looks like they have found the Church the same way it was before Vatican II? Do you agree that naivety, inexperience, and vulnerability on the part of Catholics makes them very susceptible to the seductive ploys of the charismatic cult leader, who is also highly skilled in understanding and manipulating human behavior? Do you agree that mind control in all forms and applications is immoral, unethical, and incongruous with the philosophy of the Church? Do you agree that the high prevalence of mind control among traditionalists, modernists, and their communities is another proof that they're all sects, which should never be mistaken for the true Catholic Church? Quote, by their fruits you shall know them, unquote, of St. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16.